And we're back here on KSOM. It's our high school wrestling district recap show. Talking now with Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside, as they hosted their district tournament tonight. And Casey, 7 district titles, pretty solid. Some wild matches in there. How'd you feel overall about your night and how the tournament went?
It's always exciting to get 7 champs. I mean, we've never had that at Riverside history. Walked away with 7 champs. Those guys were just rushing lights out the whole finals. So that was really, really exciting about that. It was an up and down day. I mean, we had some kids that wrestled really well, and we had some kids, you know, that just made the day bigger than what it should have been. And they kind of let their nerves get to them a little bit. But I told those kids, you know, you got to be proud of overall how you did. We don't have the season we do without everybody being involved with the team.
Well, I'm sure Kingston Kerrigan got your heart going in the championship match at 126. I mean, he was up 5-0. Then he got turned, nearly got pinned, gave up a ton of near fall points, and had to rally. He gets a takedown with like 18 seconds left, I think it was. What did you think of that match?
That's on us as coaches. I mean, we got to be a better job. I got to do a better job. We did not do a good job getting him prepared for the week. We didn't do a good job scouting him. That's on me. I got to have them better prepared. I mean, we knew that kid had a good sweep signal. We knew that kid likes Wizard hard, and we put everything into his bag. And so my heart wasn't as raised as much just because I was more mad at myself, because that's on me as a coach, not having him ready to go.
Well, that's a credit to you to say that, but, I mean, it's also a credit for Kerrigan to overcome it, I mean, and to persevere through it and get a takedown at the, I mean, almost the last second to get the win.
Yeah, no get wrong. I mean, but that's our motto all year. No, we just fight. In your face, we'll count your scoring points, you know? And that's the big thing with that. He's just been trained. We score points, and he did a great job doing that.
Rex Shano at 132. He had a hard bracket to get through and all decisions, including a wild 16-14 win in the first round. What did you see from Rex?
Yeah, Rex got better as the day went on. Again, first match, he let the nerves get to him a little bit. I mean, that was kind of a tough deal. But he, as the day went on, he used his nerves to his advantage and did well.
Drew Anderson at 138 and Mason Hauser at 150 seemed dominant looking at the results.
Yeah, Drew saved the course, stayed focused, and boy, did he look good today. And Mason, we always knew he had that ability in him, and it was good to see him pull the trigger. It's good to see him wrestle the way we know he can.
And Max Shano, another kind of crazy match. You had a lot of crazy matches today. 19-13, Max won in his championship match over Gavin Wetzel of Southwest Valley. What'd you see from Max?
Well, we can't be lazy. I mean, we're dominating the kid. I mean, we are dominating him. And we had him broke. And all we need is a single takedown with 20 seconds to go. We got no match sense. The only thing he can beat us is that throw. You know, but he'll learn from that, and we'll be ready to go to state. You know, I told him we dominated that match for 5 minutes and 50 seconds, you know, finish, you know. But it's a good learning experience, and it's good that we get the win.
Yeah, and then Jackson Gordon got a fall of 40 seconds in the semis in the first-place match, a hard-earned 8-1 win. What was the story for Jackson today?
Jackson stayed on his tax. You know, we got to get out from bottom. There's a few minor things we didn't do to not get us out. But, again, it was a dominant 8-1 win. We were never in danger of losing it. And, again, you can see the focus of what his goals want to be this year.
Yeah. And then there was Colton Herring was third at 106. Max Danker third at 120. Jack Brannon didn't get a chance to go back to state. He was third at 144. I mean, 3 kids right there that came close for you, I guess, and a disappointment.
Yeah, you know, I always feel bad for the senior not making it. But the two sophomores wrestled their butts off, and they're ready for them to get to work for next year. Should say Gavin Hackett, he won it. And that's all right. He did well, you know. Again, we got to understand that situation and not try to go for a pin with 5 or 10 seconds to go in the match. But that's what he tried to say, qualifier he beat. And that kid, Westmoreland, is really good. And Gavin did a nice job sticking to the game plan that coaches set up for him, Coach Johansson set up for him, and he executed the plan to a T.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Hackett at 190, 8-7, a winner over Evan Carey of West Monona in the finals, and he also beat a state tournament kid from a year ago, Aaron Cordell of Logan Magnolia, in the semifinals, so pretty good wins for him. And just overall, how do you feel, you know, with this opportunity to send a group of seven to state next week?
Oh, excited. It's always fun to take guys to state. You know, you always feel bad for the kids that didn't make it, but you're also excited for the kids that did and the opportunity to go get medals.
Coach, really appreciate your time. Congrats on a big day, and we'll see you at the state tournament next week. Thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside, joining us here on our high school wrestling district recap show on KSOM.